This is Kent Lundquist back with a second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. Want to remind you again that we are here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, so we hope you make it a habit of joining us. We try to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night. We're going to continue our salute to Val Trombonist, arranger, composer, pianist, Bob Brookmeyer. And this is from his album, Seven Times Wilder. But the title more or less speaks for itself, but I have to explain it a little bit. These are seven compositions that were written by the great composer Alec Wilder, and they're done by the Bob Brookmeyer group. And that group comprised of course, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone and piano, the great Jim Hall on bass, Bill Crow on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. This is one of Alec Wilder's more beautiful things. I'll Be Around. The All right, that was a gorgeous version of I'll Be Around, written by Alec Walter, done by the Bob Bookmeyer Quartet. Of course, Bob Bookmeyer was there on valve trombone and piano at the end, and fine guitar work there by Jim Hall. I'm going to turn now to a tenor tandem that worked together off and on for several years. That was Johnny Griffin, one of Chicago's finest out of DuSable High School, Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, Horace Parlin on piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, Ben Riley on drums. This is from an album called Tough Tenor Favorites, and they reprise the great Cole Porter song, From This Moment On.
Thank you.
out of the Sly Foxes. That was Johnny Griffin and Lockjaw Davis, a tenor tandem, on doing Cole Porter's From This Moment Onward. Did a triple tag on the end of that thing. And we also had Horace Parlin there on piano, Ben Reilly on drums, Buddy Catlett on bass. Now it's back to our highlight artist of the week, Bob Bookmeyer, and he had a deep appreciation for the jazz tradition, and he liked to do a lot of the old things with a modern touch. And so we're going to do a Pacific jazz album called Traditionalism Revisited, the Bob Bookmeyer Quintet. And the personnel included, of course, our highlight artist of the week, Bookmeyer on valve trombone and piano, Jimmy Giuffre on saxes and clarinet. He's got Jimmy Hall is back on guitar, one of Bookmeyer's favorite guitar players, Joe Benjamin on bass, Dave Beatley on drums. This is one that goes way, way back, but it's a nice, easy groove and a bit of a modern touch called Truckin'. Thank you. Yes, that was Mellow. That was Rob Brookmeyer. He put down his valve trombone on that track, and that was him on piano all the way through, backed up by Jim Hall on guitar. Of course, Jim Hall did take a solo on there, too. Very nice, delightful walking bass by Joe Benjamin. And Dave Bailey was there on drums from a Pacific Jazz album put together by Brock Brookmeyer called Traditionalism Revisited. Well, we don't always get around to it, but we try to work in a little cooker by on a Hammond B3 organ on most shows. And so we're going to do something by Johnny Hammond Smith, not to be confused with Jimmy Smith, the organ giant. This is another organ player who's very well known and well respected in his own name. And this is Johnny on Hammond B3. I believe it also features one of the great organ tenor sax men, Willis Jackson. And this is a little thing written by Johnny Hammond Smith called Neck Bones. I'm Johnny Hammond Smith on organ, running through a little item that he put together called Neck Bones, and the fine tenor sax work there was by Willis Gator Jackson. Now we're going to go back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Bob Brookmeyer, and this is an album that he put together on a Columbia label back in 1964. And, of course, we've got Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. He's reunited here again with his soul partner that he worked with off and on over the years, Stan Getz. We've got Gary Burton now on vibes, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. Quite a rhythm section. And this is a little thing put together by Bob Brookmeyer called Jive Hoot. Thank you. Composition written by our highlight artist of the week, valve trombonist, pianist, arranger, composer, Bob Hoopmeyer. You heard Bob there on valve trombone. Stan Getz did the tenor sax solo. Kerry Burton did the fine vibe solo. Yeah, I'm going to do something by our man Zoot Sims. Zoot's always a pleasure to hear. He's a straight-ahead swinger, doesn't do any composing, doesn't do any arranging, doesn't do any band leading as a rule. He just likes to show up in the studio and blow. And so, but this is an album called Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers. And this is George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Old Lady Be Good. Zoot is backed up by Oscar Peterson on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, George Mraz on bass, Grady Tate on drums. It's pretty hard not to sound good with that kind of a rhythm section behind you. And certainly Zoot sounds great. Let's listen to Old Lady Be Good. Thank you. engineer in the studio did a board fade on us on that one. That was not done by the engineer in the studio. That was done in the recording studio, and that's our man our man Zoot Sims doing Gershwin's composition, Lady Be Good, backed up by Oscar Peterson. Okay, now we're going to go back to our highlight artist of the week, and we're going to do a little thing in a quartet setting. This is Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. Jimmy Rawls is back again here on piano. Buddy Clark on bass. Mel Lewis on drums. Here's their version of it. You Took Advantage of Me. The Bob Buckmeyer Quartet with Bob there on valve trombone with some fine piano work by Jimmy Rawls. Well, we've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here for the last, better part of the last couple hours, and we hope you enjoyed the sound highlighting the jazz trombone piano work, arranging, composing of Bob Buckmeyer. And I hope you'll come back and visit us next week. We want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. So we're going to close it out with another track from the album that Buckmeyer did called Kansas City Revisited, where he goes back and revisits some of the great things that came out of the Kansas City jazz scene in the 30s and 40s. And this is an updated version of what was really considered the national anthem of Kansas City jazz, Moton Swing, written by Benny Moton, who had a great jazz band in the early 30s in Kansas City, in which Count Basie was a sideman in that band. And this particular track, besides Buckmeyer on trombone, has Al Cohn and Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, Nat Pierce on piano, Jim Hall on guitar. Let's listen to Moton Swing. Thank you.